This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. As we broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. It's GCNlive.com on their website, and for the stream you can hear over there. And we also are lucky and fortunate enough to be able out on be on several of the Salem Media Group stations and some of the largest radio markets in the country. And we also are very happy to be broadcasting on the Internet to the world, streaming, of course, on GCNlive.com. And my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and hear the program. If you can't hear it any other way, you can hear it there, and you don't need to download an app to do it. So there you go. Now, I want to remind everybody that we also have got the fact that you can hear us on MeWe, you can hear us on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter at Captains America. We put the podcast up there after the show's over. And, of course, as I said, our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, it's none other than the professor of politics with us again for this hour, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and then we're going to go down below here and pick up retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Good to be with you this morning.
All righty, and Professor Kyle is going to say hello in a minute, but it's 80 degrees here in Tampa. How about you out there, Kyle?
It's actually not too bad right now. It's cooling off. It's about 67 degrees.
All right. Well, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we hope you get it. And the country could use some more of it. Well, Colonel, a couple things to kind of stick in my craw before we get to the debate and all this other stuff. First of all, Russia, I think, sent a message to the Wagner Group because it appears that somebody shot down a plane with 10 people aboard, including what looks like was the mercenary leader, as well as the founder of the Wagner Group. What do you think?
I believe that to be the case. We haven't established that, but given the track history and, you know, something this coincidental, this something this very convenient for Vladimir Putin, it's hard to dismiss any notion and idea. And clearly last night, Nikki Haley, amongst others, had concluded that I believe correctly that, this was no accident. It kind of removed a problem that was just a thorn in the side for Vladimir Putin. And he's got a track record of dealing with opposition in this way. So what do you know?
Well, Israel has a record of knowing what goes on in the world before we do. But their Mossad is extremely good at what they do. And they're reporting, one of their representatives was reporting, that this could have been a drone that took this plane down. But it definitely was something air-to-air or ground-to-air that took the plane down.
That would make sense. The drone is capable of doing that. It's just a private jet, it's a lot less easier to deflect it, and rather than using a missile of some type. So I wouldn't doubt that.
All right, now we're going to set ourselves up for the talk about the debate, and here it comes. I got 25 seconds of audio here from Greg Cluxton, our good friend in Washington, D.C.
Most of the GOP contenders vowed to support Ukraine in its war with Russia, but the notable exception was Vivek Ramaswamy. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told him he has no foreign policy experience, and it shows. When Haley called for consensus on abortion, former Vice President Mike Pence said that was the opposite of leadership, and two of the eight candidates said they would not support Donald Trump if he's the party's nominee.
And you know who the two were, right?
I do. Christie and Hutchinson.
Yep, I'm not surprised by either one. And, of course, Christie got booed several times last night very loudly.
Sure he did. And he anticipated that. And the audience anticipated he was going to say what he did. So they were prepared to boo him on those counts. But that was a pretty good quick little highlight that you did right there. Yes, Vivek is not experienced in national security. He's got some learning to do. However, I think that in this instance, he got the most boos there, and Nikki Haley got some of the loudest cheers, and I think the audience was fundamentally incorrect and wrong on this one. I think Nikki Haley, in this case, was mainly talking about throwing red meat to the neoconservatives right there, because conceptually, I think Vivek is right. And Nikki Haley threw out the comment about, well, hey, General Jack Keane on Fox News has done this. It doesn't surprise me that it was shared. That a defeat for Russia is a defeat for China and Ukraine. That's crazy. There are all kinds of places, Africa, Latin America, all over the world, where you can make the same argument and say, let's go to war there. Let's employ military strength and our wealth in those places, because victory there will be a defeat for China, and it would be just as true. We go after the shiny object, which is what Ukraine is, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I agree with her on abortion. She's okay. Smart.
Here comes the music. We're going to have to take a break, sir, and we'll continue this on the other side of the break. And, Kyle, you hang in there. When we come back, Kyle Warren and the Colonel will be talking back and forth. I'll be right back with more right after these messages from your local stations.
More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. We'll see him next week, I do believe. Probably at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday and maybe on at the gun show, which, by the way, will be next weekend. Down in over in Largo, and then the following week we'll be at Heritage Harbor in Bradenton. So there you go, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, over in that neck of the woods. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular the Moss Nissan group of stores, and they can be found online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Now, Moss Nissan is the home, the original home, of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're EMT, a firefighter, or police, and a church pastor too, can get a great deal afforded to you for your service to our country. Now, you can also get Moss Care on the new or the certified pre-owned vehicles that you buy from them. And, of course, Moss Care will give you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you own that car. Now, their locations are in Newport Richey. That's where the flagship store is, Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And the other day, I was coming down 2 miles away, and I looked at the odometer and checked it, 2 miles away to the east of the dealership on State Route 54, and bingo, you could see that great big huge flag up in the air that far away. Now, they've also got Nissan and Acura, the two stores, one Nissan and then right beside it, the Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50 with the west side of Brooksville, right there up against the Suncoast Parkway. So right there where the toll road meets with State Route 50, they're right there on the south side of the street, just off the exit ramp, very easy to get to. You can see them when you get there. Again, big old flag for you to look at. So Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
All right, Colonel. I saw this earlier today, and it looks like it's being seen as an act of desperation, but evidently Russia is sinking some of its own ships. These include ferries, evidently, in order to perform a protective barrier in the Kerch Strait, so that a vital bridge there can't be attacked by drones. Some say it's not really going to be successful, but what does this really tell us? What's Russia up to here?
Well, I don't know what they're up to, but what it does tell us is what you said, perhaps an act of somewhat desperation, and desperate times call for desperate measures. And this is not going to change the effects of the war or anything. It's not going to lead to great successes or failures on the part of Ukraine to target that, despite Zelensky's very bold talk about, hey, we're going to oust Russia from Crimea. That's a little premature. Declaring a victory or loss for either one of these folks in this is a little bit premature. But, it may have some impact on that, but so much of what Russia's done, and part of what Ukraine's doing, but clearly inch by inch, Ukrainian, it does seem to, even notwithstanding that it's still having to wait out some of the real stuff, like F-16s and all that, that ain't going to happen overnight. This is not going Russia's way. But it doesn't mean that we're going to quit talking about Ukraine anytime soon. The world is in this for the long haul. It's going to be the shiny object everybody pays attention to, and the debate last night highlighted that point.
Well, you know, something that we've heard about, of course, for a while is Vladimir Putin having to replenish his forces, basically. And we've heard a lot about, you know, having conscripts, opening up the prisons and putting prisoners into uniforms. And we haven't heard much about that lately, but what is the state of affairs, do you think, for the Russian army being able to muster troops to send into this thing?
Well, they're not getting excited. I mean, one of the things in the breaking news is that we had, and this has happened before, so it's not brand new, but it's the most recent thing. A pilot on an Mi-8 Russian helicopter defected to Ukraine. And, of course, the Kremlin first reported that, well, they got navigation error, and then they got shot down because two of the crew members were that, but it just so happens that a helicopter had a lot of aircraft parts on it, too. So it wasn't by accident. It was a defection. It's a small thing, but it highlights the problems and the depth of what you just suggested about Russia's doing. They can't muster a whole lot of support, either within its ranks or with the Russian people. Yeah, there are some folks that will never, ever separate themselves, include Russian people, from Vladimir Putin and the efforts right there, but like we said at the start of this, all it does is means that this war will continue to be protracted, and it's not going to come to an easy, happy, or sad end for either the Russians or the Ukrainians and the world at large.
Well, switching over to the Taiwan Strait, there are some unconfirmed reports. I think this is coming out. This is, I think, from Newsweek, is saying that there are unconfirmed reports that a Chinese nuclear submarine may have crashed in the Taiwan Strait. And what are you hearing about this? Or is this something that China is just going to remain secretive about? Or do you think they would ever reach out for help to try to locate it or rescue it?
No, I don't think they will. And two, yeah, there's been a couple other sources that have indicated the same thing. And because of the Chinese and what they've done there in that strait, of course, you know, the United States is up. Not like we've got a lot of cash to do this, but there's one thing that is a genuine threat, China, throughout the world, a global threat. We're up an amount of money, and We're talking about supplying, aircraft defenses for Taiwan right there. So, yeah, that's alive and well. That's alive. And in many ways, probably has more meaning and more national security meaning for us than even what the shiny object is in Ukraine right now. So, yeah, I think that to be the case. And clearly, we in the United States of America believe that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be up in the ante with what we want to do to step forward and do some countermeasures.
Well, Colonel, you know, when we think about as well a lot of these economic problems that China has, and I know that we've talked a little bit about it in the past, but it just seems that we just got another report about Chinese workers not being paid basically for months and months as their economy continues to spiral. They have all these property problems, evidently. But again, how do we move the hands closer to midnight regarding any move against Taiwan that they might make in a series of desperate maneuvers to try to maintain control or enthusiasm?
We all administrations have always walked kind of a thin line when it comes to Taiwan and to China's and the like. But, yeah, that's the greatest for us in that security thing, the fact that both Russia and China, Russia for a long time, but China is suffering economically, which will lead to a little bit of faltering in their diplomatic support because it's hard. That has been the main reason why it's been money. Not so much their threats and they're now an emerging military power, but it's been the fact that they've been an economic power, which has given them inroads to Latin America, the Middle East, Southeast Asia. Mm. So in the end, this is a winning thing. It's a good news story, and it may help us to avoid spending money and human capital that we don't have.
Colonel, I got about 30 seconds. I want to get this in there. Today, Donald Trump turns himself in up there in Fulton County, Georgia. The sheriff is saying he'll get no special privileges. He'll be run through the same as any other prisoner would be that's been indicted. Of course, they're looking for the million-dollar mugshot or whatever. I don't think we'll see the orange jumpsuit, although there's people that are offering to pay money to have that happen, but it's not going to, I don't believe.
Yeah, I think Melania is right. That is, just like a lot of these indictments, is probably going to be one of the greatest pushes for Trump, and particularly taking a mugshot. That's a miscalculation. And I don't know how much success he's going to be because the Florida state legislation can kind of be weak-kneed on some of the things. But, you know, that Florida Senator Moore, who is not a...
You mean Georgia.
Up there, no. To actually bring about impeachment of the DA right there.
Because the governor shot that down. Kemp shot that down.
Yeah,
so,
of course he did.
All right. Well, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you again next week. Maybe I'll see you somewhere over the weekend. You never know.
All right. All the best, Captain.
All right. And, Kyle, you hang on there. And, folks, we'll be right back with Jimmy T. Smith from the Concerned Veterans for America. Got some shop. We're going to talk to him about the VA here in Florida. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We'll see him next week, more than likely, at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday, and maybe again later in the week. We'll see. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, which is part of my personal health plan every day that helps my body reduce the inflammation and the pain and the swelling that I have with my left foot and ankle. And it needs to be taken regularly. Once you get started on this stuff, you continue to stay on it. And that's what I do every day with my first meal of the day, whether it's breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever time I get up and get to moving. That's when I take a packet of four little capsules, easy to swallow capsules, of Relief Factor. Now, in those capsules are the following ingredients: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain, the swelling, the suffering. And this product, Relief Factor, will go right straight to the source of the problem and lower or even eliminate the pain. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for the problem that you've got. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. I've been taking it for 13 years, every single day. Comes in convenient individual packets, four little capsules in a packet, supports healthy joints and muscles, and all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, you start with a three-week quick start. And give it a try, see if it'll work, and if it works for you, you can thank me later. All righty, first of all, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, Florida edition. And you are the state director down here in Florida. And welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. I'm the coalition's director, but yes, I'm the coalition's director for Florida. And again, good morning to you and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
There you go. See, we woke him up. Now, I know what we're going to talk about here, and it's going to lead into the debate because of where we're going to go. Now, first of all, our senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, sent a letter to the VA about the conditions in Miami and the one-star rating that was given to the Bay Pines and West Palm Beach VA centers, Bay Pines being right here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, you know, and that wasn't even debated on the none of the issues for veterans was debated on the panel. You have people out there that have served in the military who are veterans themselves. You have people out there who have family members who are either veterans or are currently serving and will be veterans. And not one question was asked when in Florida, almost half, there's seven hospitals, VA hospitals, almost half of them are having issues. And veterans who are going to one-star hospitals is not our way to keep our promise. And that leads into foreign policy, because if you can't recruit because veterans are not being treated well and veterans are not suggesting that young men and women join the military, because how can they if you're going to get treated like crap when you come home? There's so much that could have been hit upon in that debate based on veterans, but no, they pick aliens over veterans.
Well, you're right, unfortunately, and I cannot believe that Ron DeSantis didn't say something, and he didn't.
Well, none of them did. I mean, you think about this. If there's ever a body of individuals who are strong voting base, it's veterans.
Sure.
We are active, we're engaged, we get out there, and we vote. And here you have the biggest bully pulpit in the world. I'm telling you, probably everybody in the world that could watch that probably was, because it's important. And none of them talked about how they treat veterans in the VA healthcare system, when we know the VA healthcare system is failing veterans. We know they're denying care. We know they're dissuading the use of community care. We know that they're over budget because they're getting more money than they ever had, but the outcomes are not improving. But that there's also answers. Not one of them up there not only did not debate the problem, but they did not provide an answer for veterans because they did not debate the problems. But the answers are out there.
Now, I realize that we've had problems before in our area with the other veterans center. The name escapes me right now, but the one up there off by the college, University
Haley.
Of California. Haley, yeah, James Haley, okay. Because I never went to that one, and I was told that's the one that you don't want to go to because they got all these problems. Now, and I'm surprised to hear that Bay Pines got written up, so to speak, as much as they did to get that kind of a rating versus Haley. So they really had to do an about-face there at the facilities to have this suddenly show up, haven't they?
Well, and this is to put it more succinct. You had the government rating the government and giving it a bad rating. You know how rare that is for the government to poorly rate itself.
Right.
So that demonstrates that. But you've seen these stories. So WFLA, a local TV station, WFLA Channel 8, has done stories in the past about Bay Pines and, you know, veterans in this community of Tampa and how their health care has been impacted by the VA. But this is a bureaucratic nightmare, and this is a demonstration that government can facilitate health care through things like TRICARE, Medicare, Medicaid, but when it comes to running it specifically like they do in the VA, we need to change our values. We need to change things. The Veterans Health Care Freedom Act would change that and start providing a pathway for veterans to get treated like every other American and have choice in their health care.
Kyle, you got a question there?
I sure do. Jimmy, I see this letter that was penned by Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio about the neglect going on at VA hospitals. And they bring up an issue at the Miami VA having to do with the air conditioning not working, and they've had to stop all the elective surgeries because of this. And they go on to ask about the timeline, when it's going to be fixed, and this kind of thing. This seems to be extraordinary that you have to have United States senators get involved in what is a maintenance issue, really, and it's not being taken care of. What is the severity of these kinds of things, do you think?
Well, think about it. It's Miami, probably, you know, one of the hottest and most humid places in the state of Florida. But this is a demonstration of a historical problem when government leads on things. So, again, the VA has had a fivefold increase in funding over the last 20 years. Yet, the VA in Miami has failed in its maintenance plans because a lot of this, in the letter, was also demonstrated. This was something that was supposed to have been worked on beforehand, and now it's been so just dismissed, the fact that now it's breaking down, they're having to basically say we're not going to do elective surgeries. They're having to move veterans from one wing into another where they have chiller devices to keep them cool. This is just a demonstration of government-run health care is not the best option. The best option is choice for veterans.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kyle.
You know, Kyle, when you talk about that and the senators and stuff, it's a shame that so many more of the senators are not jumping on board and basically demonstrating it, because we see problems in North Carolina. We see problems in Texas. We see problems out in California where the veteran had cancer, was being denied care. There's so much of this going across the entire United States, and it's getting up to that point to where it should have been debated last night. And Kyle, I have to tell you, I know you're out in California, but there's lots of veterans out there too. Don't you think they would have wanted to hear comments about veterans?
Oh, certainly. Well, you know, when you talk about the idea of going to, private physicians and so forth outside of the VA, what is the big impediment to that? Is it inertia because you've always had a Veterans Administration, or what's the big holdup with that? Is it political?
Worse than that, it's internal to the VA itself. And the VA itself is trying to dissuade the use of that program. Our sister organization did a FOIA request, and basically we found that they were trying to dissuade it. Then you look at the North Carolina VA, where veterans with mental health have been basically told or discouraged from using the community care program. So it is the VA itself, and I'll suggest that it's probably more towards job security or the we're the best at this and we should do this mentality instead of whatever's best for the veteran, which is the choice to go where you need for health care.
Well, Jimmy, I look forward to talking to you again next week. We're running out of time. It's cv4a.org. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's it. And it's Concerned Vets on Twitter and Instagram, and we blew that up last night, so go check that out.
I'm sure you did. All right, Jimmy, you have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
God bless both of y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, coming back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to wrap it up with a little bit about the debate and a little bit about Donald Trump showing up at the jail today, the courthouse and the jail, and what's going to happen there. By the way, the mugshots are out for the lawyers. Yep. The lawyers got themselves all famously put in picture history. So you go see a picture of Sidney Powell. I'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
All righty, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did that, too. It's going to mean you might save a little extra money. Tell them the captain sent you when you go to Moss Nissan or Moss Acura here in Tampa. Now, Dominique's Blinds and Decor bring you the final segment of the program. They've been my longest-running sponsor on the program. They're great people. They know exactly what they're doing. And when it comes to blind shades and shutters, nobody does it better than Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, I can tell you from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the number one place to call. And make sure you tell them that I sent you. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Because they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can stop by or you can call them at 941-922-2345. And all military, whether you're active duty, veterans, or all first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, get a discount at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Ask them about that and tell them that you're a firefighter or whatever you are, and make sure you got your badge or something with your ID. They may ask you, they may not. Some people try to take advantage of that, and they shouldn't. But their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just schedule an appointment or just stop on by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Absolutely the best when it comes to installation, to parts, to cleaning. They are the people to call. 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, when talking about the world according to Hoyle, Donald Trump today is going to surrender. They're going to process him. And the sheriff in Georgia has said that he will be treated as a common prisoner. This is what the Fulton County sheriff had to say. And, you know, I think the Secret Service has something to say about all of this, because I just find it hard to believe that after all we've gone through with the previous arrests and whatnot, that the Secret Service has been there every step of the way. Because the concern now is for his public safety. He's going to get put into a jail, into the regular jail population, instead of being, sat in an office or whatever to pay his bail money, and out he goes, his bond money, and out he goes. But the people that know more about this than I do say that they don't expect Donald Trump to spend hours in the jail, the Fulton County Jail, and actually it's called the Rice Street Jail, because it's not a pleasant place. It's dirty. It's scary. It's not a great place to be. And it's going to be a hassle for the entire sheriff's department there, for at least those who are in jail when the president's there. It's going to be some sort of a circus, because they're going to have people around him to protect him, and the Secret Service is still the leading agency.
Well, you'd be very hard-pressed to try to come up with some good reason why you'd want to create a situation where there might be some kind of terrible event that would occur, any kind of attack or any other kind of confrontation, let's just say, because here you have probably one of the most famous people on planet Earth, if not the most famous person on planet Earth, coming to your jail to get processed. So to put the president, former president, into the general jail population almost seems to be foolhardy in the extreme. And you're right, the Secret Service, they're charged with protecting this person no matter what. So even with the idea of putting on handcuffs or putting them into a position where they could be compromised in some way, their security, that is. So I don't know that there'll be any confrontations between the sheriffs, the authorities, and the Secret Service. Hopefully they've worked all that out ahead of schedule. But the theater of it, Captain, that's if they go that far, they do all these things, then that is going to play in to the notion that this is all for show, it's political, and they're going after Trump and trying to make an example of him because they can at this point.
We know it's all for show. We know they're trying to make an example. We know they're trying to humiliate him. We know they're trying everything they can to get him to not be the president, a presidential candidate, and to run against Joe Biden or whoever else might happen to be there. We know that. And as a result, that's why his popularity is not waning. I mean, it's just not. Now, we'll find out after the debate if he's lost a point or two, which he might. But I don't think it'll be much more than that. And, of course, the sheriff up there in Fulton County, Patrick Labatt, had this to say. He said, if you're indicted, then we're going to treat you as if you're indicted here locally, and we'll consider you to do the fingerprints and the mugshots and all of that. And, of course, there'll be a pat-down. They'll be led to the booking office in the rear from there. They'll probably have to take the ties and the shoestrings, and all sorts of things will be taken. He'll have nothing in his pockets. Phones will be gone. Keys will be gone. Whatever else, pens, you name it. And from there, the person would be fingerprinted. given a booking photo. And, of course, they just put out the photos during the course of our radio show of all the lawyers. So now we're going to see the picture, the mugshot of Donald Trump. That'll be the next one, and that'll be the literally million-dollar mugshot that'll come out that everybody's going to want, and it's going to be in every paper in the world.
And probably on T-shirts and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
That's how big a circus this will really become. But they're getting their moment in the limelight here. But the defense of this is going to be most important, Captain. And I think that they're going to be able to mount a vigorous defense. And the RICO stuff, that's not going to all stand up. They kitchen sinked this thing and basically said, well, let's see whatever we can throw at this. And that was their strategy here. But I think a lot of it's going to crumble.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned what you just said, because I'm going to read the charges. The Georgia indictment charged President Trump with 13 counts, including violation of the state's RICO Act, conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree, filing false documents, and solicitation of violation of oath by a public office, amongst others.
Well, right. That's right. And again, they're trying to make it sound as dramatic as possible. The whole thing turns, Captain, on the idea that is it okay to challenge the election results? Is it okay to contact the officials and go through the proper channels of registering your concerns and or complaints about possible election fraud? If that's against the law now, the very notion that you would even talk about it, and then, of course, if you're relying on counsel like Sidney Powell, like Rudy Giuliani, people like them, to formulate cogent legal ideas about how do you contest an election, well, then all is lost, because you can't just make standing up for yourself illegal in this country. But evidently, Fulton County wants to do that, it appears.
Well, to the people in Georgia, to the people in Atlanta, we realize that you aren't the Fulton County people, and I'm not pointing the finger at everybody and anybody, because we have an affiliate there. But I am going to tell you that you people better get this next election right. And if that sheriff's up for re-election, you need to vote him the hell out. The same with the district attorney. If she's up for re-election, vote her out. Vote anybody that started this dog and pony show out of office. That's your responsibility. We need to have responsible people in there that are not going to play politics and not making this a laughing stock for the world to see, because that's what this is winding up to be.
Well, it is, and it's designed to squelch the idea that you could even have an attorney and have them give you advice. I mean, and now what attorney is going to want to give advice to Donald Trump? Because, well, they're going to drag me into some bogus thing as well. This is a very, very important part, Captain, of whether or not our republic functions properly. You know, if there is wrongdoing, it'll come out. But at this point, it looks like they've tried, no pun here, they've tried to trump all this up.
Yeah, they'll do it for a price, but it'll be millions of dollars. Okay, Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day and stay low.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we appreciate him very much and all the help that he gives us. And it's a great, great day in the morning for most of us. We're going to sit back. We're going to relax, take the rest of the day, and just see what we can do about catching up on a little rest. Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America. Stay low.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.